Deus in auditorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. The advent of our King, our prayers must now employ, and we must hymns of welcome sing in strains of holy joy. The everlasting Son, meet thy lowly King. He himself a servant's form puts on to set his servants free. O Zion's daughter, rise to meet thy lowly King, nor let thy faithless heart despise the peace he comes to bring. As judge on clouds of light, he soon will come again, and his true members all unite with him in heaven to reign. Before the dawning day, let sin's dark deeds be gone, the old man all be put away, the new man all put on. All glory to the Son, who comes to set us free, with Father, Spirit, ever one, through all eternity. The Lord, the ruler over the kings of the earth, will come. Blessed are they who are ready to go and welcome him. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong, and most of them are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning fill us with your love, we shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants, Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord, the ruler over the kings of the earth, will come. Blessed are they who are ready to go and welcome him. Sing a new song to the Lord. Proclaim his praises to the ends of the earth. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Sela exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands. The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies he shows his might. I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting. I will lay waste mountains and hills, all their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up. I will lead the blind on their journey, by paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them, and make crooked ways straight. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Sing a new song to the Lord. Proclaim his praises to the ends of the earth. When the Son of Man comes to earth, do you think he will find faith in men's hearts? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the sea. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries, he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, and on his people their land he bestowed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When the Son of Man comes to earth, do you think he will find faith in men's hearts? The scepter shall never depart from Judah, or the mace from between his legs, while tribute is brought to him, and he receives the people's homage. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. You will see his glory within you. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in cuibus visitabit nos oriens exalto, illuminare eis qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam paci. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. To Christ our Lord, the light of the world, let us cry out with joy. Come, Lord Jesus, dispel our darkness with the light of your presence, and make us worthy of your gifts. Come, Lord Jesus, save us, Lord our God, that we may praise your holy name this day. Come, Lord Jesus, enkindle in our hearts the flame of your love, and make us long to be united with you. Come, Lord Jesus, you bore our infirmity. Aid the sick and those who are to die this day. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of love and mercy, help us to follow the example of Mary, always ready to do your will. At the message of an angel, she welcomed your eternal Son, and filled with the light of your Spirit, she became the temple of your word, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria.